Today, we continue with lesson number 18 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yomo. And we will be learning Perek Hei, the fifth chapter, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3. Yesterday, we learned about the entry of the Kohen Gadol into the Beis Kodeshei HaKadoshim, into the Holy of Holies, and how he placed there the machto, the shovel full of hot coals, and sprinkled upon them the ketores, which he had already transferred from the kaf, from the spoon or ladle of ketores, into his own chofnayim, into his own bare hands. The Kodesh Kodoshim filled with smoke, he left the Kodesh Kodoshim and recited a tefillah, which we studied yesterday. Now, we studied yesterday that he put this machta down between the two badim, between the two protruding poles of the Oron, of the Ark, and that he stationed himself adjacent to the Oron. However, as we mentioned yesterday, in the Bayis Sheni, in the Second Temple, there was no Oron, as we will learn in a moment. And therefore, this Mishnah, which we are about to study, Mishnah Beis, will tell us exactly where he stood and placed the machto, placed the shovel full of coals, during the entire many centuries of the Second Beis HaMikdosh. So Mishnah Beis begins, Mishenital Ha'oron, when the Oron, the original Ark, was removed, when the toward the end of the history of the first temple, the Ark was taken away, disappeared. In the Mishnayos and Maseches Shkolim, which we learned not too long ago, in Perek Vov Mishnah Beis, there was a machlokes tanoim as to exactly what happened with the Oron. There are those who say that the Oron was taken by Nebuchadnezzar to Bovel. There are those who say that Yoshiyahu HaMelech hid the Oron Kodesh in a special hiding place, which no one knows to this day. So since there was no Oron there, what feature was there in the Kodesh Kodoshim which could orient the Kohen Gadol so that he would know where to place the machta? So the Mishnah says, Even hoyso mimos neviim rishonim. There was a rock in the Kodesh Kodoshim from the time of the earliest neviim, from the time of Shmuel Hanovi and David HaMelech. Ushisiyah hoyso nikres. This Even, this rock, was called the Even HaShisiyah. Shisiyah means foundation. The Gemara explains that the world was created from the foundation of that stone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by adding layers and layers of earth round and around that stone. But that stone is, in a sense, the center of the world, in a physical sense. The Rambam says that it is a foundation in a different sense. It is where the Avodah takes place, where the temple worship took place, and therefore is the foundation of the world. In any case, Gevoha min ha'oretz sholosh etzpos, this rock protruded above ground level 3 fingers breadth, so about roughly 3 inches, a little less, v'yoleha hoya nosen. During the entire history of the second Beis HaMikdosh, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Beis Kodeshei HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, he put the machta full of coals down on that stone, sprinkled the ketores onto the hot coals, and that's how the Kodesh Kodoshim became full of the smoke of the ketores, of the incense. If we continue now, Mishnah Gimel, we are continuing to follow the steps, the stages, the sequence of procedures performed by the Kohen Gadol. You will remember that when the Kohen Gadol took the machta and the kaf, the shovel full of coals and the ladle or spoon full of ketores. He left the dam hapor, he left the blood from the cow, in a mizrok, in a container, in the hands of another Kohen who was standing and stirring it at a certain point at the fourth roved in the Beis HaMikdash, the fourth row of marble stones. Now, when the Kohen Gadol exited the Kodesh Kodoshim, he also exited the Heichal and walked toward this point where he had left the Kohen stirring, being memareis, stirring the blood so that it would not congeal. So now the Kohen Gadol returned to that Kohen, notal es hadom mimi shehoya memoreispo, and took the container of blood from that Kohen who was stirring it, and then nichnas limkom shen nichnas, he entered the place he had entered previously, meaning he re-entered. Now for the second time he entered the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. V'omad b'mekom she'omad, and he stood in the same place that he stood previously, meaning in the second Beis HaMikdash he stood right where he had left the Machta, on top of the Even HaShisiyah, on top of the rock of Shisiyah. V'hizah mimenu, and he sprinkled from the dam in the first Beis HaMikdash toward the actual ark, in the second Beis HaMikdash toward the absent ark. V'hizah mimenu achas lamala, he sprinkled one sprinkling upward, v'sheva lamata, and seven downward. V'lo hoyo miskaven lahazos lo lamala v'lo lamata, he didn't aim the sprinkling, but rather he just moved his hands, elo kematzlif, the way a person moves a whip. So that in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, when there was actually a physical Aron, and the top layer of that Aron was the golden lid, or kapores, he wouldn't aim the first hazor toward the upper point of the kapores, nor would he aim the seven hazos downward toward the face of the kaporis, because he wasn't really sprinkling onto the kaporis. He was sprinkling toward the kaporis so that the drops of blood fell to the ground. And he did it kimatzlif. The Gemara explains that when he was sprinkling the one hazo lamalo, he would put the back of his hand facing downward and sprinkle upward. And when he did the seven hazo'os lamata, he would place the back of his hand facing upward and he would sprinkle downward. And all the drops of blood fell to the earth. So, when he was mazet, when he sprinkled the hazo'o achas lamala, the one sprinkling upward, he would be lifting his hands from down up. When he sprinkled the seven hazos downward, he would lower his hand from up down. And that's the meaning of matzlif, the way a person maneuvers or manipulates a whip. V'chach ha'yamona, as he was sprinkling, he would count the sprinklings that he did. Achas, when he did the hazo'o milamalo, when he did the hazo'o, the sprinkling, in the upward movement, he would count. He only did it once, so he would count one. Achas va'achas, when he began doing the downward sprinklings, he would recount the upward one, achas, and also count the lower ones, achas. Achas u'shtayim, then he would recount the upper one and count number two of the ones moving downward. Achas v'shalos, one and three. Achas v'arba, one and four. Achas v'chomesh, one and five. Achas v'shesh, one and six. Achas v'sheva, one and seven. This way, he would make no mistake. He wouldn't overdo or underdo the number of hazos. So he finished his second activity in the Kodesh Kodoshim. The first was the Haktoras Haktores, the kindling of the, or the igniting of the incense. The second was the sprinkling of the Dam Hapor. Yotzo, then he left the Kodesh Kodoshim, still holding the Mizrok, the container of blood. Vihinicho, and he placed that Mizrok, which still had in it some Dam, Shiore Adam, Alkan Hazov Sheba Heichal, upon a golden platform, a golden stand, which was in the Heichal. This was prepared especially for this Mizrok. And so we have finished lesson number 18 and Mishnah Gimel of Perek Hei.